The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Simon Tierney, what are you how to doing this week?
Okay, Shane, so tomorrow is one of the biggest holidays of the year, National Toast Day.
Oh,
I don't know if you celebrate.
I celebrate National Toast Day every day.
Every day.
Every day is National Toast Day in my house. Okay, I'm going to stop talking
about that. This has already taken a turn.
So look, we were discussing in the break, we're all fans of toast here. However, we all like toast in a different way.
We're bitterly divided.
We are divided. Now, there's different ways of looking at this. You can look at the Pantone colour chart, which we'll get to in a moment. You can also use the steak method. Rare, medium, medium well, well done.
Well done.
Now,
yeah.
If I was to summarise your feelings, I would say you, Ciara, are a rare toast
I like
person.
My toast like I like my steak. And my rare. Men. Rare.
I'm not sure where you're going.
Neither was I. I don't even know that. I'm not even quite sure what that could possibly mean. But no, yeah, God, don't give me the burnt toast.
So you like kind of anemic toast.
Yeah. Where oh, yeah.
Don't get that.
Someone, where someone
in
has,
pre-toaster
has
days, because I'm bad.
On the toast.
Yes, in pre-toaster days, because I in my house when we were kids, initially we didn't have a toaster. We just used the grill and the cooker to make toast. I would toast it on one side only. I would
Why?
Have one side of toast.
Oh, you were one of those people.
Yeah.
So it's kind of soft on one side.
Oh, don't ever underestimate
kind of
the
never
joy.
Understood
vice
that.
Versa
version
but toasters kind of did away with it because we all use toasters now. But one side of toast, oh, it's a good thing.
Yeah. So you like it anemic. How do you like it, Shane?
I am kind of medium. I think medium. I'm a Pantone 148.
Pantone 148.
Yeah.
Okay. Now
so medium well, medium done.
I've put this up on my Instagram if people want to see because it's quite a helpful way. So
it's
Shane
perfect.
Is sort of... Yeah, a little bit toasted, but like if I got toast like that, I'd be putting it down for a second go in the toaster.
See,
I like mine Pantone 168. Ciara says
burnt,
that's
basically.
Burnt.
It is burnt toast.
No, it's
to
not.
Me.
It's not that Ciara says it is burnt.
Well, that's Ciara. That's Ciara and yours position, and you're welcome to that. But I wouldn't describe that as burnt toast.
It's dark brown.
Yeah, but like that's when you get the flavour of the toast. The toast that you're making at home doesn't taste of toast. It just tastes of warm bread.
It's not just that it tastes burnt. When you try and cut it, it crumbles into about six different pieces.
Ah, you see, you don't know.
It's like cardboard.
That Simon does not cut his toast.
No, I don't.
You eat it in one.
So I eat it like a savage.
I eat it exactly
one
the same
big
as you.
Go with a big hand like that. Like my kids, 5 and 3, they don't understand this because they literally can't get their hand around the toast
yeah.
to do that. I cut it into soldiers for them.
Being
now,
the good dad you are.
I did consult an etiquette professional on this, and he says that the upper class way to eat toast is in to cut it into little squares, dainty squares, like you can imagine Charles and Camilla having their toast like that of a morning. The middle class way to eat toast, dreadfully upper, is to eat it in triangles.
It's the bourgeoisie.
That's the bourgeois way to eat it, kind of desperate attempt to emulate their betters. And then other ways to eat it. I mean, for my kids, it has to be in soldiers. They love
That's
it.
That's fair, with a nice egg, maybe. I'm with you on the I never cut toast ever. In fact, when I was looking at this, we were going to be talking about it, about how to cut the toast. I was thinking, never cut the toast. And what I like to do is take about a quarter of the slice of toast in my mouth and just like a huge bite of it. And so then I have hardly any, like I've already decimated the
and
slice.
And would you be doing this in front of other people? Do you go into a room by yourself?
As often as I can.
Because it sounds,
I just love toast.
Sounds a little bit grotesque.
No, I love toast so much that when I knew we were going to do this, I was so excited because I'm incredibly fussy about my toast. It has to be very pale. It has to have the
crust
butter.
Crust on?
Crust on, absolutely. Never cut. It has to be buttered all the way to the edges. Like don't give me a bit of bread that it has no butter. It has to have probably too much butter on it. But butter has to go on while the toast is piping hot so that it melts. And if it doesn't melt fully, I will actually put it sitting on top of the toaster.
Okay.
To catch
so you get
the heat,
that residual heat.
So that it will go through and it will eventually melt because I do not like pools of butter.
You don't like the butter melted on your toast.
No, I don't. And I actually remember when I was growing up in our house, we had a toast rack. Do you remember those?
Yeah, I do.
It's
like
a little metal thing. Where
you still get them in hotels.
You still get them in hotels. Little slices of toast.
I like it, I have to say.
They have record racks too. They're very similar.
My mum used to put that out.
Magazine racks.
And You know, like, you don't want it to go completely cold, but I like it to be warm so that the butter slightly melts, but there's still, you know, the presence of butter is still there. Now, I should say...
A bit like if it was just put on cold bread.
No, no, no. So it is a little bit melted, but it's kind of half-half. Like, you like to use real butter, don't you?
That is my absolute favourite, but I do use Dairy Gold quite a lot.
Yeah.
And that's the only other spread I can tolerate. Like, if you came at me with...
Well, I use a dairy-free substitute.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a lifestyle choice, though, is it?
It's a lifestyle choice.
Should be illegal.
No, I know it should be illegal. And, like, I, honest to God, Kira, if I was sitting here a year ago, I would have been calling the guards on myself about this, but I had to make a change. And I've kind of got used to an olive oil-based spread.
Yeah.
It's nowhere near as good. And
it
doesn't melt in the same
way. Here's what I would do and have done, I suspect, because of the lifestyle choices you're making. I take vast doses of anti-cholesterol medication in order to be able to eat butter and cheese. That's actually completely
I also do that. Yeah, text coming in already on this, I should say. The only reason we have toast is because it's weird, is just to pour melted butter into your mouth.
Yeah, do you want toast with your butter? Like, Nigella Lawson has an interesting thing on this, Shane. She actually doesn't use salted butter on her toast, which is abhorrent to a lot of your Irish listeners, I'm sure. She insists on using... what you call it?
Unsalted butter.
That's the silver one that you buy in the supermarket. And then what she does, I say to Kira, is a typically convoluted Nigella Lawson way of getting to the same result. So she puts the unsalted butter on and then she gets the salt shaker and puts the salt on herself.
Wow.
A sprinkle.
She doesn't do it in the microwave though, does she?
You can't make toast in the microwave. You can't do it.
I cannot wait for her to do great.
Jamie Oliver doesn't do toast in a toaster. Tell us how he cooks.
Notions galore. So what he does, and my wife actually, who's Brazilian, she will often do this herself as well, is that she gets the... Now, ideally, you want sourdough with this, kind of a good crusty bread.
I do like sourdough.
You put it on a pan, no oil, no butter, nothing, straight onto a hot pan, and you either press it down with a spatula or Jamie Oliver puts it like a glass bottle of brown sauce on top to kind of push it down into the pan. It creates this kind of very compressed, toasted, to be fair, bread. But... bit too much effort.
It's like agate toast, because I used to have an agate and of course I did. And you put it under the pans on the agate and you get the most amazing toast.
Beautiful.
Amazing toast.
Cormac has got in touch and this actually reminds me of something my wife said once. He says, favourite meal would have to be buttered toast and a cup of tea after waking up from an anaesthetic. My wife would say the three best meals she's ever had in her life with the tea and toast served to her after she gave birth.
Yes. And I actually think every other woman would agree with her. I can still remember that, and that was hospital toast, so it would be it would be pale, too pale for you.
A lot of butter.
But the butter would not melt because the toast is not that hot.
Yeah.
But I would still horse into that. And obviously, I would. That they come in triangles, by the way, in the hospital.
Can I explain what's
I would
going on there?
That as
it's
well.
Quite interesting. And it's not a coincidence that a lot of women will share that story after the sort of traumatic experience that they've gone through, is because UCD did a study on this in 2017. And what they found is that when you smell toast, you're having this sort of Pavlovian response to childhood memories, which are very, very comforting to you. So you're kind of remembering this household experience that you have where your mum or dad has made some toast for you in the morning. And that stays with you for the rest of your life. So when you wake up or, you know, you come out of the ward after having a baby, you really connect with that very comforting smell of toast that they've just brought to you.
And I actually think toast is a massive comfort. It's like a classic. There's a couple of other things. You mentioned sourdough toast. Awesome. Really, really good.
Huge fan.
Batch bread, though, toast. Come on.
Oh,
then.
Love.
The heel of a batch.
I always toast the heel. A lot of people throw the heel away.
The batch heel is the best bit of the bread.
Yeah.
But it's funny, my kids wouldn't even spit on the heel.
They just look like
Likewise.
Texts are coming in by the stack load on this. Get a duolit 4-rack toaster. It'll change your life forever. Brilliant for toasted sandwiches too. I can't picture a duolit 4-rack toaster.
I think I can.
Kira, Connacht Gold low-fat butter is delicious and I'm a butter lover. Try it. I might try it. I'm very picky, but if you could introduce me to some kind of low fat thing that I was actually able to stomach, I would be delighted, because I'd say my cardiologist would be delighted as well.
It's amazing the different tastes out there. I like toast best when it's cold and slathered with butter, right out to the edges like you, but I can eat it hot either. I'm toast fluid.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm non-binary on the toast. I'm absolutely full on, like, I was going to say heterosexual about toast, but you know, I'm absolutely committed to toast one way.
Kira, I'll tell you one thing that upsets me is, like you mentioned a few minutes ago, Shane, about how you'll get a lot of toast racks in hotels still.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we've seen the advent of the conveyor toast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a fan, and I'll tell you why. Because as me as a Pantone 168, in inverted commas, burnt toast lover, it's very difficult to get what I need in a conveyor toaster, right? So you're standing next to it, like your whole body is burning because it's so hot.
Yes.
And you put the piece of bread on it and it goes very slowly through the thing. It comes out and it's still uncooked, so I need to put it through a second time. But when it comes out a second time, it's Pantone 476.
It's charcoal.
I have to put it in the bin.
A couple more texts on this. Kira, a lot of people just addressing Kira, just ignoring myself and yourself. Simon, that's okay. We're not hurt at all. I pre-toast the night before. Then in the morning, toast again for a perfectly crunchy toast.
What?
With a poached egg, says Kevin.
Oh, Kev, do you know what this is?
I can't fathom this.
The overnight oats brigade.
It is.
That they're getting involved.
Overnight toast.
And they're taking over our toast.
But you've got to admire just the sheer the effort.
That's like twice cooked chips or something. Like, why would you do that?
I think what you both need to do is try a one-sided slice of toast from under your grill at some point.
I never understood
the attraction.
I always thought that was weird. Paul has got in touch to say toast is one of three foods if you smell you want to eat even if you're not hungry. The other two are chips and frying bacon.
Bacon, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I'm now starving and all I want to eat is toast, but we will have to leave it there. But I do feel that this was my high point of my
tomorrow
day.
Tomorrow is National Toast Day, guys. So unlike every other day of the week, put on a slice of toast tomorrow morning to mark this incredible day.
Okay, we will do that. Simon Tierney, as always, thank you indeed.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.